So good evening, church. So the title of my preach is Facing Resistance. Resistance. So when Richard asked me to preach, yeah, I was a little intimidated. My first time. And while I was thinking about, you know, what I was going to say, I actually realized it was my fourth time. And God prompted me that, in fact, I'd done three preachers when on a church mission in Mozambique, and I'm talking about 2007. And the preach that I was scheduled to do was actually to a group of inmates in the local prison. And just to give you an idea, I can recall standing there with a group of other foolhardy missionaries against this wall, and this prison was just one large building, very, very high walls, and just one window out of the top with the sun coming through. And we were standing against one wall, and there was about 30 inmates standing against the other wall. And that was intimidating. And there was a real sense of foreboding and an unease in there, as you can imagine. So I can safely say that in comparison, you lots look not quite so intimidating. In fact, you look quite a friendly knot. Sorry, no heckling, Mr. Ansell, thank you. So you might ask, what was I doing on a mission in Mozambique? And we were actually based in a little town called Chokwe, a small village, and to give you an idea, there it is. If you come down a little bit, you'd see Maputo. So it's probably about a 14-hour drive from Durban, where we were based. It's in the Limpopo Valley, or Limpopo Flood Basin. And I don't know if any of you remember way back in 2002 when they had the Mozambique floods. I don't know if you remember that very famous shot of a South African helicopter rescuing a child from there. It was the same flood basin, so very prone to flooding. So that's where we found a newly recruited Englishman to Christianity. It's an incredibly underdeveloped area, and I was there with a group of church interns. So our previous church used to have a Year of Your Life program where they brought in interns, and in the July holidays, they always used to go up to Mozambique to this mission station, and a few of us would go along, and I thought I was just going along for the ride, you know, just to see what was going on. But obviously they were trying to establish a mission station there. And it was my first experience of seeing Christians operating at what I call the forefront of God's kingdom. A bit like Mauritius, it was also heavy and you felt that God's work needed to be done there. So the purpose, yes, it's to expand God's kingdom, to establish a foothold in the area, to preach, to connect with local churches in the area, and then build a mission station. And then the other one, which is quite interesting, was to walk the land, claiming it for God. And we did a lot of what we called prayer walking, which was literally just walking around the village and praying and claiming the land for God. So just going to illustrate what that is, and I asked for a volunteer earlier, so Durkee very kindly volunteered to come up. Round of applause for Durkee. So Durkee's going to blow up this balloon for me. I told him he's not allowed to burst it, he's just got a reasonably large, and then it does say happy 50th on it. I don't know where that came from. Shelley, it must be yours. Sorry, we all know Shelley's age now, sorry. Yeah, that's good. Thanks, Durkee. Round of applause for my volunteer. Okay, audience participation. What is in this balloon? Durkee's air. Okay, Durkee's breath. Very good. But let's say that air represents God's Spirit, the Holy Spirit. And inside that balloon represents God's kingdom. And then outside of this balloon is evil. The realm of the devil. Okay. God's kingdom inside, the devil's realm inside. So God gives us the Holy Spirit, the breath, to help expand God's kingdom. He's there to help us. But it is us who actually undertakes the expansion. We do the blowing. Dookie did the blowing. So we must expand God's kingdom. So now we're going to do a quick physics lesson. Physics 101. What is going on inside that balloon? Anybody know? Anybody only want to offer a... Yes, sir. Pressure. Okay, pressure. There's pressure inside that balloon. That's true. Okay, anything else? All right, so what's inside that balloon are molecules. Molecules of air, although I'm not sure what Diggy had for lunch, so well, hopefully it's air. And let's say each molecule in there represents a follower of Christ. So it represents a person. So when we blow air in, when we expand God's kingdom, those molecules move around. They get agitated. Some of them stay in the middle, and then there are some of them that are on the edge of that balloon, and they're pushing outwards. And it's those molecules, or those followers of Christ, that feel the biggest resistance. They're the ones on the edge trying to expand God's kingdom. There is resistance at the edge, or as the gentleman said, there is pressure. And the people at the edge of God's kingdom are the ones that feel the most resistance. The devil is pushing back. And that's why you feel that resistance. But the resistance is not just felt on the mission field. You know, you don't have to, it's gone off there. So you don't have to go all the way to Chokwe in the middle of nowhere to feel that resistance. It is felt by each and every single one of us every day in a variety of ways. We feel resistance. We feel that devil. And the more you're tuned into it, the more you will feel it. So I think if you're a pastor or you're working in the mission field or in a church environment or you're an elder in the church, I think you feel that pressure much greater than perhaps just a member of the congregation who's sitting in the middle of the balloon going, "This is cool, this is quite nice." But the guys on the edge feel it much more. And we feel it, yeah, we do feel it as Christians. We get tempted, we have lack of faith, we have apathy to the ways of the world, and we fall into sin. All those are examples of pressure from the devil, resistance. So Paul was probably the greatest missionary, I think, of all time, in my opinion. And he recognized this resistance. And we all know the scriptures. If you can put the first scripture up there. "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms." So Paul felt that pressure. He felt that resistance. And if obviously if you read, you know, the New Testament and look at all the things that Paul had to put up with and go through in his lifetime, he certainly felt that resistance. So he told us how we fight for the expansion of the kingdom and against those spiritual forces. So let's have a look at the next slide. So one of the things we did before we went on that mission, we read this whole Ephesians 6, I think just about every single day. And I could probably do another couple of preachers on different things that we experienced, whilst we were there, to give you an example of the forces of the evil that are actually working. And as the lady who came and gave her little testimony now, yeah, she felt that evil in Mauritius. Okay. So what Paul said is that you have to put on the full armor of God. He didn't say put on some of it. He didn't say, well, put on your helmet and don't forget about the sword and don't worry about the breastplate or whatever. He said, you've got to pull on the full armor. This is warfare. It's okay, that's what you need to understand. And he says, the day when evil comes, he didn't say when it might come or maybe it will come. It does come. It will come. You may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand, he says, you may be able to stand your ground. He doesn't even tell you, you will stand your ground. He says, you may be able to. So this, he's not saying this is going to be easy. If you could just do the next slide. Stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist. So if you're not truthful, then you're under attack. If you're sinning, if you're lying, you're under attack. The breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. So then he says, but that's not all. In addition to this, you must take up the shield of faith, and it's so easy to lose faith. You know, when you're under attack, very, very easy. I'm guilty of that sometimes. You know, your head goes down and you think, what is this all about? With which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is in the Word of God. So going back to that mission trip in 2007, we certainly felt flaming arrows at various times. And as I said, these verses were constantly preached. And in the prison that day that I was talking about, I told a little fib because I actually never preached that day. I never got to. And the reason for that is that when one of the other girls was saying a few words first, there was one of the little village girls there who came under a demonic attack. And we actually had to carry her out of this prison, which was quite difficult when you'd been locked inside with all these 30 inmates because we had to call the guards and get her out of there. And I was with my senior pastor, Scott Hamilton, at that time, and we had to carry her outside, so I never preached. And it was interesting that he actually brought her to the Lord that day, which was beautiful. So the devil didn't want us there. So I think, in conclusion, you need to be aware, and you don't, as I say, you don't have to be on a mission trip in the middle of nowhere. So be aware that whatever you are doing, you know, whether you're attending church like tonight, you're praying, you're in community with your fellow Christians, at some point you're going to feel resistance. And in conclusion, Paul said on the last slide, I think there's one more slide there. This is what Paul suggests or tells you or asks you to consider. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. I mean, that's just such a powerful statement. So don't underestimate the power of prayer and your requests in your prayer. And always to be alert at all times, because you will come under attack.